Sybil, have you watched the new series Lucifer on Fox?
As a very big fan of D.B. Woodside, I know that the show debuted. I missed the debut last week, but I'm catching up tonight as well with the first episode and tonight's second episode.
D.B. Woodside is on the phone. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing real good. Now, explain Lucifer and your role in this TV series.
You angel, you.
Yeah, well, Lucifer, you know, as we all know, you know, he's been down in hell doing what he does. He decides that he's had enough of it and would like to take a little vacation. So, of course, he leaves hell, and the first place that he wants to come to is Los Angeles. where you know, winds up owning a nightclub and is enjoying life in Los Angeles. And my character, the character that I play, is I play his older brother, Amenadiel, and it's kind of a different type of angel than I think most people are used to seeing. Amenadiel is a warrior. Excuse me?
He's a what?
He's a warrior angel. You know, so he is, you know, basically when we all hear about God's wrath, well, God sends Amenadiel to enact that wrath. So he's a very serious individual and task-oriented, and his task is to convince, push, drag, pull Lucifer back down to hell.
The black angel got a fight, huh?
Got some fight in him for real.
Hey, it's just like, you know, it's like on Earth.
In Los Angeles, no less.
And the club owner is the devil.
The club owner is the devil.
Well, it's either a club owner or a promoter, usually.
Same thing.
You know, so I'm trying to get people to come check this show out because, you know, there was a whole bunch of controversy when the show first started, you know. And what I'm trying to tell good Christian folk, which my mama is one.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah, you know. She told me first when I got the show, she said, "Now you know what, baby, I'm not sure that I can watch you on this one." And I said, "Hey, you know what? It's not what you think. Give this show a chance. Sit down, lay back, and just enjoy it." Halfway through the show, she sent me a text message last week saying, "Hey, you know what? This is not what I thought it was going to be. I'm really enjoying myself."
Aww.
So what I'm telling everybody this morning is, if people can allow two homicidal ex-drug dealers who will say or do anything to stay on top of the music industry, right, and we all love this show, then they can sure sit back and allow a little Lucifer into their lives on Monday night.
Two homicidal.
Any chance you've received a nice text from Stacey Dash lately, DB?
So
back in 2012, he told us about Stacey Dash when he was on the Single Ladies.
Yes, I did. Anytime Stacey wants to you know, grab a cup of coffee with me and I'll explain to her how the world works, you know. I'm open to it.
That's very nice of you.
Here's what D.B. Woodside said about Stacey Dash in 2012. He says, "I, for one, am happy that she's gone. It's a much better place to be. It's a much better set. I'm just going to keep it straight. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm happy that she's not there anymore." Then, January 20th, D.B. Woodside tweeted, "Remember a few years ago when I spoke my truth about Stacey Dash? Some of y'all attacked me like rabid dogs. I'm open to your apologies."
Hashtag.
Check out Lucifer.
Right. What's your character's name on the show?
Amenadiel.
Okay.
All right.
I'm so looking forward to it. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
But you won't watch Black Jesus.
That's a whole nother
thing. You'll watch Lucifer.
If D.B. Woodside was starring
in Black Jesus,
right, I'd be there.
You'd be there, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And great job as the president's brother in 24, man. I was a fan of you from that as well.
Yeah. My man.
Yeah, we're big fans, DB Woodside.
All right, man.